Okay, so namaste, welcome to this guided contemplation session. And as always, we are, with these sessions, we're looking at something that's happening for someone in the Sangha, actually occurring in their life. And then really looking at that as a way to turn that into a question and then take it into our contemplation. And each one of these that we do, hopefully you're seeing the more and more that you watch of these, that the process is the same, just finding the question. And if we have to look at some emotion to do that, we'll find the right question, which is just really questioning the belief, the assumption, and then bringing it back to into our question. And that is a very passive thing, that we're not trying to fix anything with our contemplation. We are literally just sitting with the question, and that in itself is enough to allow whatever needs to heal, to shift. And that is not the purpose of contemplating, but it is one of the things that will happen out of it. So I'm here today with Videa. Hi, Videa. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Hannah.
Good, good. Thanks for volunteering for this session. So before we started recording, we were just talking about this thing that's happening for you. Your awakening is deepening, and then there's this kind of little sabotaging thing going on or something. Do you want to just start us off by explaining what's happening for you?
It's just when life's really good and I'm getting everything I want in my relationships are deepening, and it's more fun, more of a connectedness, more joy, then I seem to get more of a barrage of thoughts about different situations or past situations that could sabotage that and take that away. And then I question, am I not enough? Or and knowing it's got nothing to do with anything, it's just old patterning coming up. And looking at if there's any fear of losing, being abandoned, rejected, all those sorts of things. But what kept coming was, am I not enough, right here as I am in this relationship? Because it seems to work is fine. Other things are fine.
It's a little sign, maybe a little unworthiness hanging on in this one particular area, do you feel? So what question feels alive for you, relevant for you right now to kind of take with this contemplation? You actually said the words, am I not enough? That would be a good one to look at. Or is there a question that's kind of jumping up and down for you? Take your time with this. It's no rush.
Yeah, something like it's too good to be true. To be really happy, to deserve to be really happy and joyful, and just that my life is enough, or I'm enough. Because I do tend to, if I believe in all that, I do tend to bring that into my experience and experience exactly what I don't want, like that belief. So any one of those.
Well, let's go with, am I enough, or am I not enough, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
And again, as we go into the contemplation, it might change anyway. You might find the question wants to change as we get deeper into it. So it's really just a starting point, really, to focus our contemplation on in that.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because at the moment I'm feeling like an anxiousness of losing something, something being taken away.
Let's look at that then, because that's interesting. Let's start with, can I lose this then? Let's start with that question. Can I lose, what is it, the wording that's right for you? Can I have this taken away, or can I lose the ground I've gained? Or
just a happy life, waiting for it to go back into, negative, or
waiting for the other shoe to drop, as we say sometimes. So that's kind of you can feel that kind of energy, as we were saying before we started recording, I think just gently working against, or not so gently sometimes, the expansion that's happening as your awakening deepens. And I remember that feeling myself, and I see it with a lot of beings, that is this really, can I really live like this? Can this really be, and it may be linked to some unworthiness underneath. Do I really deserve to live like this? Can I really pull that off? Is somebody going to come or something, sort of break it all up for me? So let's start with that question then. Can I actually lose this? Or whatever feels right for you.
Yeah, that does feel right, actually. Can I actually lose
this being peace and the joy and the sort of beautiful thing that's happening for you more and more? Yeah. And just, we're just going to sit with this question, and you may or may not know, but I'll just remind you anyway, just in case, that all I'm going to ask is for you to just share whatever answers come. And there's no right or wrong answer here. There's no goal. There's no epiphany needed, although that may occur, of course. And even if we touch upon the noumenon as a kind of answer, there's just peace and quiet or something, it's still not the right answer. It's just an answer. And it's all just allowed in the openness of the question. So in your own time, just asking this question. Every now and again, I'll probably just remind us of the question, and just letting us know what's happening for you, thought answers, emotional answers. There might be sensations in the body, type of answer, tension or sense of opening. Might feel energy moving. These are all kinds of answers, aren't they, to this question? We're just going to see what happens. So just, can I actually lose this? Let's just really look at this head on. Because fear is I might screw this up somehow or something, Can I actually lose this?
Yeah, actually that's a good word, because it's more just everything, my relationship and my life. Can I screw that up and create a negative circumstance, which from a belief that's hanging on, that's never true.
Let's go with that then. Can I screw this up? Whatever this is, it might be our awakening, it might be our relationship, our career. Yeah. It's a good, it could be all those areas, couldn't it, where it pops up. Can I actually screw this up then? Kind of see what happens when we just sit with this question. And it doesn't matter if there's long delays, pauses between your answers, just in your own time.
So in myself, I just ask, can I actually screw this up?
Yeah, we're just kind of looking at this, like, actually, can we? Can I actually screw this up? I'd just like to see, with a kind of curiosity.
I'll bypass the mind answer.
mind really answers good are good too. They're all allowed. So let's go with... they're not wrong answers, they're not right answers. So if mine's telling you an answer, it's okay. And it's probably got many answers about this question, positive and negative.
Really screw this up. Yeah, there's actually a feeling of almost... well, it's like a fear coming up. Like something really wants to hold on
Mm-hmm.
And hold on to something that,
you can kind of notice this energetic answer, this egoic energetic answer that just wants to kind of, okay, things are really good right now, let me just kind of control them, let them stay right like this, you know. And
that's that feeling, is you're right there, it's like a control, you know.
So we can call, let's call that, it doesn't really matter if we call it emotional or energetic or both, it's just a kind of urge to control. And that's just the type of answer. We're just going to let that be, noticing it. Yeah. And staying with the question, even if there's some fear or whatever, just doing your best to allow that, to feel it.
It feels more of a relaxation now.
And just there's a body answer. Body's just relaxing a little.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's quite natural sometimes when we sit with a question, we're just kind of chilling out, see what happens. And in that just being here with the question, there's a relaxation anyway that kind of happens. For myself, there was sometimes a relief as well, just to be actually looking at this, having kind of put some space to just look at this.
Yeah.
Instead of constantly worrying about it on some level of our being.
Yeah, it's, and having the tools, I feel, feels good to have the tools to be able to contemplate when it comes up. Yeah, rather than trying to get annoyed that that keeps coming, you know.
Yeah.
Just actually use the tools.
Mm. So just sitting with the question, can I screw this up actually? Really?
Almost feels like no. it feels a lot more joyful.
It's probably noticed kind of two types of answer to this. One that says, yeah, actually you really can, you know, this kind of urge to, I've got to keep it all together. And then this other answer that's like, no, you know, it's just allowing both of those, because there's this, you know, you, from what you've seen in your inquiry, you're seeing what you really are deeper and deeper. But just honoring that part of us also by holding the question that still does really kind of agree with this idea somewhere inside, some kind of egoic energy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something sitting right, in the solar plexus area. A real tightness there.
Yeah. And solar plexus, you may not know, is about manifesting our desires. So, of course, it would affect here, you know, can I actually have what I want in a permanent and stable way? There's a yes, and there's also a no. No, you can't, you know. You're going to, you know, some sense that you're going to do something or, you know, lose the ground you've gained spiritually or something like that. It's going to slide backwards or, just acknowledging that feeling, your energetic feeling in the solar plexus.
Yeah, I'm sort of staying with the question, but it's Yeah, the body is a little bit tight when I keep looking at that question.
Something's going, no, don't look at this, you know, go have a cup of tea instead. Or our egoic energy just kind of wants to protect this belief because it feels it's true. So,
yeah, and there's something that really wants to make sure I can get it right. Again, that would be control, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, if I do this contemplation thing right, if I am the right way in my relationship or my awakening, then I'll be able to keep it. Some kind of assumption, isn't it?
Yeah. And I like what you said before about it sort of feels now, deserving. You know, deserving to, you know, have a life where I don't screw anything up. You know, and allowing that unconditional love, you know, am I worthy enough to have absolute unconditional love in my life?
Maybe your question is shifting a little bit now then to, do I deserve to kind of have it all? And, you know, more curiosity about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel the body's really contracting.
So we're kind of hitting some energetic answer here, physical answer too. Just allowing that contraction if you can, best you can. Just staying with the question.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, you were a bad mother.
It's trying to answer the question, isn't it? And find a final conclusion,
Which is funny because all my kids are really happy for me, you know, in this relationship and things like that.
Your mind is just looking for evidence, isn't it? It's looking for evidence to support this belief, You can't actually see how you really are. It's just kind of sorting through its usual thoughts that it goes to in moments like this.
Yeah. There was today, I think, when a couple of thoughts come, I did, you know, recognize that. I thought, well, you're just talking. You're just coming up with anything.
Mm.
You know, so I could shift my attention. It just doesn't want to leave me alone.
Just staying with this question.
Yeah.
Letting the question do some work for you.
Sort of jumping around to different questions. Is that okay, or is that just what mind wants to do?
So you can just kind of look at it as thought answers, right? Thought answers. Some of it may be the question shifting. Some of it may also be mind trying to take attention off this area, you know, sort of a little look over there, don't look over here, you know, sort of thing. Throwing a stone in the bush. We don't need to figure it out, really. We're just noticing what answers are coming. And perhaps even more important than the question itself is just the openness that we're having here to really look at this.
Yeah, there's still a contraction around in the solar plexus.
It's okay. It doesn't have to go away, does it, to have our fruitful contemplation? It's just another kind of answer. In its own time, it will go whenever it's ready to. We're going to let every answer exist best we can. Just sitting with this question together. You don't need to make anything happen. Just the question is creating some space for us. Is this actually so?
Yeah, so when I ask the question, can I actually screw this up? That's a light feeling now in the solar plexus. Then if I go to, do I really deserve to have a fulfilling life and absolutely joyful? And do I deserve absolute unconditional love?
Does that one feel different in the body? A little stronger?
Yeah, that one has there's a little bit of a contraction around that one.
So your body's kind of showing you where you're at. It's kind of a believometer, isn't it? You can sort of tell. This one's still been given a little more relevance, a little more authority than the other question. Yeah. If we can sort of pay attention to our body like this, it doesn't have to show up so much in our life, in our experience. We can sort of feel our body's giving us feedback on what the most helpful question would be right now to kind of sit with at any particular moment. The contraction is really where your body is living the effect of that belief right there in that moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of heating up. Body feels really hot.
There's a different type of answer, kind of heat energy, some energy being released. Maybe that had been stuck. Sometimes it might be felt as heat or vibration or something like that.
Yeah, it feels like there's an overwhelming, there's just a real sadness or something like a loss, as if I'm going to lose something, anxiousness, I'm going to lose something.
If I kind of a sense for me when I looked at this, if I keep looking at this, I'm going to realize I actually don't deserve it. And there's a kind of sadness along with that. You know, something saying, it's not the outright defense mechanism that we first encountered, but are just a, oh, don't look at this, because you'll find somewhere deep down inside that you don't deserve, you know. And
yeah,
just the kind of sadness comes along with that. Just letting that be best you can, staying with it.
Yeah, that sort of subsided a little bit now. Yeah, it's more of a sadness has more gone into more of a gentle, loving feeling for myself.
Hmm. So it's a bit more of a experiential answer here, that it isn't actually true. If there's a little loving going on for myself, a little nurturing, it's kind of an experiential answer where it really isn't so. I do actually deserve this kind of frequency that goes along with that.
Mm.
Kind of just actually liking yourself a bit more, you know.
Yeah.
I'm actually okay. I'm actually okay.
Yeah.
Again, it's not the right answer. Sadness wasn't the wrong answer. It's just another answer. We're just welcoming it, allowing it. Can enjoy it, of course, you know. Feels nice.
Yeah, it's a lot more smoothness and peace.
Hmm.
If I question, can I really lose anything at all? Yeah, it's even. So even the other question, is it really true I deserve? Was it actually so that I...
Can you feel that that question might feel different now? All of the questions, actually.
Yeah,
heaviness.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah, it's hard to formulate them now because it's like they're not really relevant.
Yeah, which is kind of showing you on the believer meter that something has shifted. It might still show up, you know, in a small way in your experience for a little while as you sit with this more and more. But each time we do, they seem less and less. Relevant is a good word, actually, yeah, to kind of, and more the opposite, the experience of the opposite begins to happen. And I just feel quite good, actually, peaceful, chilled out. And this peace is kind of an experiential opposite. It's not really opposite, but opposite to that kind of tension, that angst of I've got to hold it all together, you know, that we were talking about. Just a relaxation. Yeah. Actually, I don't need to. And relaxation is an experiential answer of that, isn't it? That I'm safe, I can chill out, I'm good enough.
Yeah. It's interesting because I've just asked, is it really true if I'm safe in this relationship in my life? I can feel a little contraction.
Because if I still just a tiny little bit believe I'm not good enough, I might also believe that that relationship will disappear or something will go wrong in it and I won't be safe and I won't get what I need from it, etc. Because we know consciously, logically, that that's not so, but just feeling out that bit of us, honouring that bit of us, of the ego that's still kind of invested in it, allowing it to unravel as we just sit with a question here.
Yeah, and also to be my authentic self is coming up.
Mm.
You know, it might be safe to be a certain way that's familiar for someone, but as that's, you know, things are changing in me. And my body's really contracted around that, to be authentically me. You know, what is that? Who is that? Is it safe?
And that's kind of the crux of it all, really, isn't it? That if I don't feel good enough, then being authentic is going to be a bad idea. If I'm recognizing there is nothing wrong with me at all, recognizing my wholeness as the self and that wholeness showing up as your individuality, then it will feel, I just want to relax and be whoever I am in this moment. I can relax this kind of constant vigilance that's going on somewhere deep down inside, making sure I'm being the right person I need to be with this person and that person, you know, this kind of being on your guard thing that we do.
Because when I've been out and with different people, there's so much more. I feel the authenticity and the joy. You know, it just wasn't my. I was often quite reserved and would hold back.
Yeah.
Now I'm just so much more, and I just want to hug everybody, and I'm really friendlier, and it's really wonderful. So that feels natural. With other relationships.
It's just now asking to spread into this relationship, that same ease, isn't it, and harmony, deeper. I mean, it's already there, but just deeper. And the question is just allowing that to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, because I guess there's no fear of losing anything with other people.
Yeah, the kind of more closer the relationship is, whether it's a romantic relationship or a family, sort of a relationship with a co-worker or a boss, they seem to have more importance invested in them, don't they, for us, and therefore we might hold on just a little bit longer in those places.
Yeah,
I can't just be my natural self here just in case type of feeling. Wonderful. So just probably just a good idea to sit with this if it pops up with this question again, or you can just sit with this question for 10 or 15 minutes a day if you want to, if you have time. Just allow
That's great.
We sit with a question. Again, not looking for anything to happen, but it does happen with the question. It's not, we're not doing it for that. We're just asking a question because it feels nice. And and then allowing that to kind of change. Something's just changing energetically inside, isn't it, the longer we stay with it?
Yeah. And the key is to not work it out and not,
It's a very passive thing.
You have to work
thing.
Something out. It's just allowing. Everything's just allowing it to be here.
Your only job is the question. That's your work done, to just remind yourself of the question every now and again.
Yeah.
Everything else will happen by itself. just not judging any answer that comes up as good or bad. Some might feel more pleasant than others in the body, but, you know, just they're all allowed to exist, whatever they are. There's no right answer. There's certainly no final answer here, right? We could sit with this question for 10 hours and feel absolutely beautiful by the time we'd finish that time. And still we could go further, you know, so there's no end to it. It's just an open avenue for allowing, isn't it, really? That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
In a very passive way.
Okay, that's good.
Is there anything you want to say about your experience this time of contemplation before we sort of finish the recording? Anything you want to share? Has it been different this time, or have you seen anything deeper about it?
Yeah, I'm really, really grateful for it, because just to be reminded, just to stay with the question, to allow all the answers. And there's no right or wrong answer. So, yeah, it feels more of a freedom of, oh, I don't have to work this out to get it right.
Yeah.
And if I get it wrong, I'm not going to, it's not going to change.
Mm.
So yes. It feels like it's given me eternity,
yeah.
You know, just to be with this. Yeah.
I think when you've used contemplation before and you've seen the power of it, it's kind of easy to slip into doing it as a goal-oriented thing. I'm going to get rid of this karmic pattern with this. And, of course, that's probably going to happen, but just we kind of lose the beauty of it then, don't we, if we're working hard at it or expecting something out of it.
Yeah, because I'm concentrating on getting it right or getting to the root of it, which is okay, but then it takes me away from actually, like you said, just allowing and feeling it. Yeah. That is the answer as well. Yeah.
Just kind of recognizing, for me, it became clearer the more I did it, that each time I sit with a question, I'm just going to be a bit more relaxed in the process. And that's okay. I don't have to be amazing at it right now. I'm learning. It's a very passive thing, and that's a new skill for us, isn't it? We want to sort everything out. And
yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's good.
Thank you for taking the time to do this. I'm sure it will really help everyone. And this kind of thing, I know it was deep inside me too, and I'm sure it's in everyone. So I appreciate the time and for being willing to share this recording too, to help others. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste, Helen.
Namaste.